Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Belwar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to second. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock bunts towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Munday moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive towards third. Evans catches it and throws to second to double up Munday. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll bunts towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Correll moves to second. One out. Rob Belwar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belwar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Correll moves to third. Belwar moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belvoir scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belvoir fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a pop-up towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-0 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. May scores. One out. It's 1-0, Braves. Rob Belvoir is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belvoir is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Belvoir hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belvoir scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-0 in the game. Niekro hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Garr reaches second base with a double. Niekro moves to third. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niekro tags and scores. Garr tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Braves. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Braves. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it, throws to second, with Belwar covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Correll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Belwar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belwar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Belwar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roland Office now playing center field. Dusty Baker now playing right field. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niekro is called out on strikes. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Correll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Vic Harris pinch hits for Rob Sparing. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Harris now playing second base. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser pinch hits for Steve Swisher. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munday hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tim Hosley now catching. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correll is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Belwar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belwar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Belwar hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Madlock scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Vic Harris. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.